Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Dan Houston, who is president of Houston Fitness Consultants. Good evening, Dan. How are you?
Hi, very good. How are you doing?
My mind got ahead of my mouth. That happens from time to time. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Very good.
Are you in from a day of working out with folks and helping folks?
Had a very full schedule today. We've been very fortunate. We've been able to stay busy during a very strange economy.
Well, that bodes well for you. Why don't you give us a little bit of your background, and then we'll tell folks why we wanted to chat today. You've got an extensive background in this field.
About 19 years worth. I've been a certified personal trainer through the American Council on Exercise and various other certifications. One of a very small number of clinical exercise specialists certified in Michigan. My wife and I are also lifestyle and wellness coaches and lifestyle and weight management coaches through the American Council on Exercise.
Well, like I said, an impressive pedigree. The reason I got a hold of you today is you had posted an article about strokes rising among young and middle-aged folks. And you commented on that posting that this is something you've been seeing coming for a while, and the study had some rather alarming numbers.
Yeah, it's frightening that, unfortunately, the ultra-competitive, stressful lifestyle that helped us be so prosperous in the 80s and the 90s is catching up to us regarding health, wellness, medical costs, rising health care costs, rising food costs. We're starting to see more and more trends towards these type of unhealthy lifestyles that we created by trying to accomplish a lot without looking at the ramifications of it.
And I did like what you had written about this, Dan. You talked about the cumulative, and I'm quoting from your writing, the cumulative toll of a high stress lifestyle, poor sleep, inattentive to sociological markers, sporadic exercise. And so we're not just talking about weight and obesity, but putting all of it together is causing these problems.
Yeah, and that's something that when we started our fitness approach, which we call, refer to it as a chili pepper approach to exercise, it's really about a balanced approach. And it's about finding people's individual tolerance for how much work they can do or how much is appropriate for their recovery ability. And we've always addressed it from the point of stress reduction, sleep awareness and improving sleep patterns, paying attention to what your body is telling you. But a lot of the industry is steered more towards, let's be competitive, let's come out with something new, this drug will take care of this so you don't have to worry about it. And people are ignoring some of the common sense things that we learned growing up, and we're trying to help people get back to paying attention to those things.
Just for the folks listening, their information, the study that came out at the American Stroke Association conference in California this week said the sharpest increase in strokes, which was 51%, was among men 15 to 34, which those numbers alone are shocking. And strokes rose among women in the same age group, too, but at a 17% rate. The very idea of someone between 15 and 34 having a stroke should send shudders up all our spines.
And it does. And you look at all of the factors that can exacerbate or influence that trend, and we've kind of created a society where energy drinks are acceptable, excessive coffee consumption is acceptable. The more work you get done, the more productive you are. Who needs sleep? I'm too busy for sleep. I need to be multitasking. I have to be working on many things at once, and I can't be second place. And it starts when we're teenagers, and that's when we're starting to notice the trend is that a lot of the childhood obesity issues are starting to roll over into young adulthood health issues, where generations, just two generations earlier, they didn't have those issues.
You talked a moment ago about the common sense approach. What are you speaking about then? Are you talking about going back to what we know and the things we've known all along?
Yes, and if you go back, we've got some fitness books in our library. Our our research library at home is about 1,000 volumes. My wife, Cherie, and I have, and we like to stay very informed on what's going on and what the trends are. And for the most part, nothing new has happened in the world of fitness over the last 100 years. Outside of the Jack LaLanne thing that brought it to the forefront and made it comfortable for people to think about it, the things that we knew back then about getting up and moving around and getting a good night's sleep and eating good foods has always been correct for the last 100 years. But we've gotten away from that because of the high propensity of high sodium processed foods. We have late night TV shows that we just can't possibly fall asleep without making sure we watch it, even if we've seen that Seinfeld episode 12 times. We've got early wake up calls so we can get our email in before we head out to work in the morning. And, you know, we've created a lot of bad habits that we know are unhealthy, but we decided that it wasn't a significant risk. But now when people start to see the people in their own age group are experiencing these type of strokes, that hopefully they'll pay attention before it happens to them or someone in their family.
Well, being in the fitness and wellness business for 19 years, how can someone like you help somebody who may see themselves in these statistics that we're talking about?
Well, a lot of people don't realize they're in these statistics until someone close to them or they themselves have some type of a health warning, like a shortness of breath when they're shoveling snow, where they actually have to like go in the house and sit down, or they go to a public health fair. We used to sponsor a few of them in our area where we provided all of the different tests for free, including a carotid artery scan. And when we did these events, it wasn't unusual for some of the people in attendance to find out that they had 90% blockage in their carotid artery, but they just never thought that it could happen to them. But that type of an obstruction is the type of thing that can lead to a rapid change in blood distribution and a rapid change in pressure, or the collapsing of an arterial wall due to the high pressure. So a lot of people just don't think that it can happen to them until it gets close enough that they can feel it.
And it's never too late for somebody, is it?
No, it's not. There's always the potential that any type of increase in heart rate or increase in exertion can cause a problem cardiovascularly. But you know, a well-trained professional will make sure that someone seeks some medical guidance if they have any of the pre-indications that they could have a history of heart disease, you know, either through a waist-to-hip ratio that's out of proportion, high body mass index, what they refer to as BMI, excessive body fat around the waist, or just a family history of heart disease. It's always a good idea to talk to your doctor or have the person, even if it requires like a family intervention, to get them to go to the doctor and make the doctor aware of their health risks so the doctor can assist them in prescribing a lifestyle change.
And you're not right here in the Lansing area, but you're not very far. Dan, where are you?
We have two studio locations, our training studios. We have one in Clarkston and one in Milford.
Ah, very good. How could people get a hold of you or get more information on Houston Fitness Consultants?
They can contact us through our website, www.houstonfc.com. That's for Houston Fitness Consultants. Or, you know, we can give you the office number, 248-676-2882. And we can get back to someone if the, you know, we do phone coaching along with trying to answer any questions we can via email or by our Facebook page. So we can just, you know, we want to provide some help for people before they need the help.
Absolutely. I think I'm probably going to have to schedule another call with you to talk to you about global warming salsa, Dan.
Ah, well, that's actually part of our solution to the childhood obesity problem. We actually, we were feeling the need to be creative a couple of summers ago, and we were having a very good year. So we decided to play around with the idea of creating a healthy food product. And I like to cook, and you know, I had got all that experience working at McDonald's in high school that made me such a genius in the kitchen. But I actually came up with an idea of, I like spicy foods. We have a chili pepper for a logo for our business. Our dog's even named after a pepper. It's kind of a hobby of mine. But we wanted to come up with something that we could recommend to our weight management clients or chronic disease clients for the clinical exercise that would be appropriate for them to start adding more fruits and vegetables to their diet without adding sodium or adding unnecessary fats, and it would also be gluten-free.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say we have to wrap up here. So you came up with the global warming salsa?
Yeah, and we did it with the goal of just whatever we made off of it to get started, we wanted to use to promote childhood fitness programs. And because of that, we teach a children's fitness education program at a private school in Clarkston, which is one of the most requested electives in the school. Mm-hmm. The kids love it. We're kind of considered childhood obesity experts now. We just recently were approved for a grant to develop a free website for kids where they could get a 5 or 6 exercise workout once a week with videos and with downloadable lessons that a teacher can administer in a classroom. And we're going to do that to try to help all the kids in Michigan.
Well, very good. I think we have sufficiently teased folks with that one. Very nicely done, Dan. We'll have another conversation and expand on global warming salsa as well. Dan, thank you so much for the information.
It was a pleasure, Cheryl. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
No problem. Have a good evening.
You too.
We've been speaking with Dan Houston, president of Houston Fitness Consultants. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.